And we're answering just as many questions as we possibly can with callers as well as emails right now. We're going to go to California. Martin is on the line. Martin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, tell us what kind of, I hear a little frustration there. What kind of frustration do you have out there?
Well, I live at my mother-in-law's house taking care of her, and she has a very large sliding glass window that's about 7 feet tall by about 5 feet wide. And
wow.
Ever since I've been here, this thing takes almost two people sometimes to open it since it's so heavy.
Okay.
And we've checked everything from the rollers. We've taken it up and out of the frame, and nothing seems to help it aside from putting a heavy amount of grease to help to slide it.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you, I have dealt with this before. This is a slider back and forth.
Yes.
Okay. And approximately how large is it?
It's a double pane glass window, 5 feet in width and 7 feet tall.
Oh, okay. We've got a nice size window
here.
Yeah,
it's a nice size door.
So it's
yeah.
a lot of pretty heavy there. Well, first of all, I have something very similar at a place that I have, and just the sheer weight of it is always going to make it a little harder to open and close than you really want. But, the rollers to make sure that those are working, a lot of times it's dirt. A lot of times it's shavings and just the accumulation of things that happen in that bottom track. So, moving it all to one side and cleaning it. And also those things can lift out. Most of them, you push straight up on them and pull the bottom out toward you, and they'll come right out without any tools necessary. The majority of them are that way. If you're able to do that, might need one person on each side. Then you can have full access to that track to vacuum it and maybe even take something like steel wool and rub that track well like that. If you do take the unit out, then you can look on the bottom of it and make sure everything's clean there. Then certainly lubricating that up well. What would you suggest, Joe, on being able to lubricate that properly?
Yeah, Martin, you said you did remove this sliding door?
Yeah, we have removed it before and laid it all flat out on the floor and cleaned everything.
And have you replaced it?
Not the window. We even looked to replace the rollers, and no one makes those type of rollers.
Yeah, so this is a sliding window, not a sliding patio door.
No, it's a big sliding window.
Wow, okay. Yeah, well, I can tell you, in my experience with sliding patio doors and some windows as well, is I've never had any luck adjusting and or cleaning those rollers. Once you pop them out, you should just really replace them. Now, you're saying you can't find replacements. You'd have to contact the window manufacturer or maybe go online to try to find when it matches. Because, other than that and checking the track that slides on, making sure that there's nothing that's been crimped or worn out, that's a big piece of glass. And there's other than, replacing those parts, the original parts, the fact that you take it out and you look at it and the rollers are rolling well, that's not good enough. They have to support this door and they might not be doing it. They might roll fine when it's laying on its side and you're just spinning it with your fingers. But then you put a 400-pound door or window on it, and now it's suddenly not rolling. And that's assuming that they're adjusted properly, too. Sometimes they're adjusted too high. The weight has driven them up. So when you set it down, the wheels aren't supporting, the rollers aren't supporting the weight. But if you're going to go through all that trouble of taking them out and checking them, I would just replace them. And unfortunately, I'm not sure where you'd find replacements for that if you can't find out the manufacturer. Yeah. I mean, you'd be surprised what's available. I would take them to a window and door place and just ask them. They might actually know where you can get a replacement.
And they said that they didn't have any.
Did they have any other option for you?
We took them to Martin Door, I think it was.
Marvin?
In Los Alamitos, and they didn't have them.
Well, they may be able to order it, though, or they may not want to fool with it and everything, but so many Yeah, that's what I thought. And so many of them, if you can get any kind of identifier off the, you know, any labeling or anything off the door, which sometimes can be a challenge, or off the window, to be able to, you know, call the customer service or call or be able to go online and see of those parts, you might be able to find. Because I agree with Joe, if you can replace it, it's great. But in the interim, really thoroughly cleaning steel wooling, lubricating that with the proper, I would use machine oil instead of a multi-purpose like WD-40. I wouldn't suggest that. And to be able just to see if you can make the existing parts work well, it's a tricky one and very frustrating when you're trying to find those unique parts like that. But hopefully that'll make it a little easier to open and close, especially there in California.
Yeah, it's become difficult because even at one time we broke the door handle that you pull on to open the door because it's so heavy.
Yeah, I've seen that with some of the glass sliding doors that I've dealt with. But be diligent on it to be able to see if you can find those parts, because that will make it so much easier and will encourage you to use the window even more.
Okay,
hope we've been able to help a little bit, Martin, and have a great week. We appreciate you being part of the show.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's a big window.
Yeah.
Five by seven.
Yeah. That might as well be a door with the being that big. I would imagine it's
bigger than most doors.
I get, imagine that being like a contemporary style home and having that heavy door. But so many times, you know, that's one of those little tiny maintenance things. Keeping those tracks clean will allow the door or window to work better for a lot longer and last a lot longer.